You're listening to a Get Serial podcast. We are not alone in the studio right now. We have a special guest sitting right at our fourth mic, and I'm quite excited to get to know them.
As Girl and Girl would say, hello to our next guest. I'm very excited to be welcoming them in. So they are Melbourne-based but Tasmanian-born. They make dreamy shoegaze music. They'll transport you into another dimension. He's here to talk about his new album, Dream Animal, that's being released today. Please welcome Saint Hill to the studio.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you in. And, you know, we're going to bounce straight into it with the same question. We ask everyone this, so we're Get Cereal, you know, breakfast show. Mm-hmm. We have to know, what is your dream or ideal breakfast?
Dream breakfast.
The stakes are high with this one.
It's got to be when I was in the US, going out for pancakes at a diner, or you can eat, drink coffee, bacon and maple syrup.
That's a pretty
that
solid
sounds
breakfast.
Very good.
Yeah.
I'm picturing a very American, like, stereotypical diner in my head.
Yep, absolutely.
That sounds great. That's going to be my dream breakfast. I might steal that one.
Sounds good.
We are here to talk about your album, Dream Animal. So we have a few rapid-fire dream questions for you. You've had breakfast. Who is your dream collaboration? Who would you love to release a song with?
Yeah, I got asked this the other day, and Elizabeth Fraser from the Cocteau Twins, an amazing, all sort of dream pop band from the 80s. She's got an incredible voice. That'd be my... it's never going to happen, right? But that'd be amazing.
Well, that's the fun part of a dream.
Yeah.
Elizabeth, if you're listening, you know, hit Tom up.
That's right. Yeah, if this is broadcast in Scotland, then she might
be. We do get some international listeners, but we'll bounce off that a little bit. Let's say you've gone on a big tour.
Yep.
Let's say playing the MCG, right?
Okay.
Who is your dream opening act? Who would you love to open for you?
Yeah, okay. If someone's opening for me, there's this band called Dive, D-I-I-V. I think they would be really cool. They're very mellow. Well, they're sort of shoegazy as well. Very cool group of people.
We'll definitely have to look into them.
Yeah.
But, Annabelle, our next couple of questions are more about you, Tom.
Sure.
And simple question. You've been making music since 2009. With your debut EP, I Am a Monster, that came out, how do you feel, I guess, the music industry has evolved and you have evolved as an artist since all the way back in 2009, especially within
Melbourne? Yeah, it's been a while. Yeah. I think with the music in Melbourne, the venues to play have changed a lot. Some have disappeared, as we know. There's always new ones popping up, but yeah, I think where to play is a bit of a challenge sometimes. Overall, I think there are more bands. It's easier to get to do recordings now, so more people are making music and playing, which is really awesome. But as a musician myself, I think I've just added more layers. That first EP was just acoustic guitar, and the new one's got everything, bells and whistles. Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, it's great. I will say, I was listening to your EP the other day. It stands the test of time. It's still like a
Thank
lovely
you.
Song. I love it. I
Thank
love
you.
All your music, which you'll definitely be talking about. But I wanted to talk briefly about your stage name. You go by Saint Hill. You have a very cool relative.
Yes.
This name is kind of a homage to you, I'd say. Can you tell us about that connection?
Yeah. So his name was Loudon Saint Hill. Loudon's such a great name. He was obviously Australian costume designer. In the sort of mid-1900s. And, yeah, you can look him up online and look up. He did a lot for the stage. Lots of weird and wacky things for Shakespearean productions. So I sort of thought, there's another creative person from my family. And it's also my mother's maiden name because he's, you know, a relative. Yeah.
No, totally.
I did see actually with your debut EP, going back in time a bit, you actually made all the masks, I believe, for the photo. So obviously stage design and costume design kind of runs in the family.
Yes.
It's a great little Went back to him. That's amazing.
That's true. I never thought of that.
Definitely. And you know what? I'll ask a quick one before we go into our live performance, which we're all very excited for. Now, obviously, the album is called Dream Animal. Mm. We have to know, what is your favourite animal? Or I guess your spirit animal, if you were to choose one.
Yeah. I really like cats. Like if I'm walking around and I see a cat, I'll have to try and interact with it. But I think my spirit animal is an otter.
Ooh.
They seem to be having a great time. They're just hanging out there, floating on their back in the water.
No, totally. I love that answer. I'm very happy with that one. But we are going to move into our performance.
Sure.
Can you introduce the song you're playing and I guess how it feels playing it acoustic in particular?
Yeah, sure. I'll play one called The Black Bull, which is off the new album. Acoustically, they were written on acoustic. I made sure that all the songs could be songs, just played on a piano or a guitar. So I think it feels fine playing it. Yeah,
definitely. Well, with that, we're going to dive into that. Just quickly turn down the mic while you grab the guitar. But very excited to hear this one. You are listening to the wonderful Saint Hill with a live performance of Black Bull. You're listening to Get Serial on Sin. We'll be back in just a little bit.
Stealing through the moonlit house as shadow looms in fall. And I'm walking in the night to the side of the black bull. Forget to take a breath or two, but look it in the eye. Greet it with a sigh. In the morning, packed my bags bound for southern Spain. Had to chase the daylight, I had to lose the pain. I stayed awake throughout the nights and withered in the sun. And softly, I begun. Oh, not you again, black bull. Seize me when I am down. When I am down. Clock, head to toe in sweat. Had to land a sword or two, I had to be a threat. That night a bellow rattled me from a deep and peaceful sleep. But boy, I did not weep. Oh,
was beautiful. Thank you so, so much for playing that live.
No worries. Thank you.
We're going to dive back into, I guess, the second half of this interview. And this one, we're going to talk a little bit more about specifically the album upcoming. And I guess, Annabelle, did you want to dive into that?
Definitely. Sure. I will say that people who have tuned in to Get Serial will have heard The Black Ball before. We played it when it first came out. It's very nice to have an acoustic performance, very special.
Definitely.
And I wanted to kind of talk about that song first, because it is the single that kind of forefronted the album.
Sure.
Can you talk about the inspiration behind The Black Ball specifically?
Yeah, sure. I guess it's a metaphor for struggles, depression, overcoming, making peace with things. The Black Ball is sort of representing all that. So the character in the story does that by going to Spain and training to be a matador. A bit strange. It all comes from a dream I had, so that's why it's a bit weird, I guess. But I made a film clip for it too, and had a lot of fun with two versions of myself, a little bit of camera trickery, and I got my mate, also named Tom, in a ridiculous helmet with horns, and he's chasing me. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun.
It is a great video, I will say. I saw that you directed and you edited it. So you...
Yeah, I kind of end up doing it. Just, I think I've just come cheap. I don't want to pay people to do stuff.
I think it's being a triple threat. I think you're underselling yourself. No, it's a great music video. I will say, I like the end. I think the end is very sweet.
And they make peace at the end.
Yeah, I like it. It's a good way to kind of round it off. And talking about how you kind of got the idea from a dream, Dream Animal, that's inspired by your dream journals, am I correct?
That is true. I always keep them, I always have, and then I was like, damn, there's a lot of animals showing up. Yeah. What's going on there? So I started looking to dream symbology? I don't know if that's a word.
It is now, symbology.
Yeah. Around animals, whether or not that, I mean, that's, I don't know if anyone actually knows what things mean, but I looked into it and then sort of used those as the basis for the lyrics.
Totally. And you know, I'll just jump in for a sec. So you've said that your album was 5 years in the making with your tracks for the drums starting before the pandemic even began. Can you walk us through the process of creating an album, especially like that, and having it, I guess, evolve over time?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it was a long time ago. I'm a bit of a perfectionist, a slow mover, you know, obsessing over small details that no one will probably notice. So that's why it took a long time. In the middle of the pandemic, I ended up recording another little EP just to sort of keep stuff doing it, because I wanted to release this album not in the middle of the pandemic. So I kind of like put it on ice for a little while, and then now it's time. Yeah,
I'll bounce off that a little bit. How was it, I guess, recording and getting everything done in the pandemic? Did that change how you went about songwriting and, I guess, creation?
Yeah, well, I record at home, so it was actually good to be at home a lot more. And having my little studio there. The main thing is just when you record at home, it's a bit noisy. There's birds and neighbours and stuff, so you got to work around that. So in a way, it was good for that. But I think, like a lot of people, the pandemic sapped a lot of energy and motivation as well.
No, totally.
Yeah,
it'd be an interesting time to create. Mm. Look, I know you're not meant to have a favourite child, but is there any one song on the album you feel, I won't say favourite, but you feel an affinity for?
Yeah, there's this song Before the Dawn, which is the third song. I don't know, it came late in the piece, and it was like I've heard other songwriters talk about when a song just sort of appears and you don't have to do much work and it's just there.
It just popped up
and I sort of, it was a late inclusion, and it's sort of based around, more around dreams and how sometimes you don't want to, if you wake up, like that really great thing you were doing, that's over now. So, you know.
No, totally.
Yeah.
And I think we'll start to move towards the end here. So I do want to just mention, obviously the album came out today, or is coming out today even.
Yeah, it's out. Yep.
It's your fourth album. How do you feel about it? And which emotion do you think people are going to feel in particular or strongest when listening to the album in full?
Nice question. Yeah, so it is. Yeah, it's out and about today. I think what's the emotion I want people will feel? I think we need another new word, I think. not bittersweet, but sort of like an uplifting melancholia, if that's possible.
I think it's very apt. I was thinking of what word I kind of get the vibe of, and I was thinking like a kind of melancholy feeling in a nice way.
Sometimes that's a good thing, just to kind of be like, the world is big and weird and rich and beautiful, and
which is a small speck in it, but that's great.
Totally. And you do have an album launch on the 14th of April at the Gasso. Can you tell us a little bit about that one?
Yeah, that'll be the Gasso upstairs. There's a nice little room there. It'll be a Sunday, so nice and chill, sort of earlier in the evening. And I'm still locking in the support, but I'll have some good people playing with me. And I'll get people on stage, so it won't just be me solo. There'll be a band as well.
No, totally.
It'll be very exciting. I believe tickets are also available now.
Yeah, I think, if you go on the Gasso website, you can find them.
Definitely
have a gander at that. But if anyone wants to follow you or keep up to date with what you're doing, where can they find both the new album and more about yourself?
Sure. Instagram's probably the main place I live, SainthHill_music. I mean, you can look on Spotify. Spotify is, you know, some people aren't that big on it. They don't pay people. So if you really want to support, you can go to Bandcamp. The album's on there. You can listen, you can buy a copy, that sort of stuff.
Definitely. Well, we'll be promoting, so if you do want to have a look, you can check it out on our Instagram as well. But otherwise, thank you so much for jumping on.
It's a pleasure.
Been great having you in. And I guess one last question before we go. Do we know what the next project might be? I know it's really early to ask.
Yeah, we do. I've already started writing more songs. It'll be more acoustic and laid back and lots of synths and stuff.
Ooh.
No drums.
No drums.
That's exciting. Don't go anywhere because we have another wonderful live performance by SainthHill. Do you want to introduce this song real quick?
Sure, thank you. I'm going to bring you back down a little bit mood-wise. This one's called For the Bees, and it's about looking after the planet. Thank you. I found a worker on my sill. She was clinging to her will. I fed her sugar water quick. Her friend was outside worried sick. Time is running out for the bees. Time is running out for the bees. Messed up the chord there. That's okay. We'll keep going. But she was gone the next day. I hope she made it out okay. I let one land upon my arm, and then it flew off down the farm. Time is running out for the bees. Thank you.
Once again, that was gorgeous.
A beautiful song. Very important message as well, I will say. It's
yeah,
a really good
if
message.
The bees are like the signal that things are going well or not well with the environment. So
no, totally. Without them, it kind of all just falls apart.
Yeah.
Definitely. Look after the bees and don't forget to check out Dream Animal, which is out today.
Thank you.
By St. Hill. Thank you for coming in today.
Thanks
Thank
for having
you
me.
So much.
Yeah.